Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. In the latter part of last week, a high school student was crossing I Street with a couple of other students when a young woman from McKinleyville roared past some other stopped vehicles and hit her. It was estimated that she was traveling around 45 miles per hour. Fortunately, the young student was not seriously injured. It was determined by on-scene testing that the driver was allegedly impaired by that innocent, no-harm drug, marijuana. At least that's what those who are in favor of legitimizing good old MJ say it is. Let's take a quick look at some of the things that good old MJ has been a part of lately. Up on Neyland a couple of years ago, a man was shot and killed, another man seriously wounded in a tussle over a marijuana grow. Almost every day in the paper and on the television news, we hear and read of more home invasions, car thefts and break-ins, and other dastardly deeds being done, all in the name of that innocent little green plant. A number of folks that I know or know of have rentals, and often when they don't pay attention, the houses are destroyed from the inside out by tenants growing marijuana. The general results of that operation is a likely rehabbing of the house, patching holes, replacing sewage-damaged sheetrock, and floors and ceilings and other damages caused by the hard use of the building. Those folks trying to protect their grows usually have guns, and those who are trying to take the stuff have guns. And to what does that usually lead? Our innocent little no-harm-to-anyone drug, marijuana, has been found in cars stopped in traffic violation arrests in the Midwest. You'd think those guys would keep their cars in tip-top shape, or at least drive legally to keep from being stopped by the police. They try to bring it through airports and even customs. Well, that ought to be easier now that our sit-on-their-hands Congress has made air travel worse than it was. I suppose by now you have figured out that I am opposed to the legalization of marijuana. There are some compelling reasons to legalize marijuana, but I'm not sure whether they outweigh why it should not be legalized. Good old Humboldt County marijuana, world famous. I have a brother, Donald, and three sisters, Sandy Burroughs, Debbie Foster, and Diane Ellis, all of whom who live south of us, Sandy being the closest in Petrolia. Debbie was married to Gary Foster for 36 years, Gary being an expert electrician and estimator and bidder on jobs for Butterworth Electric in Sacramento. Gary had never been seriously ill, and to make a long story short, he went to pick Deb up when she had a seizure and fractured some vertebrae in his spine. Well, it was cancer. Took him about a week, going from a kidney to lungs, to spine, to liver, and finally to the brain. So long, Gary. You were a great guy. One last thing about marijuana. Why do those folks leave all that cash right out where it can be found? This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.